March 1st, 2017. Do you remember it? Probably not. I didn't. I had to go look it up. It's when we started the journey that we today complete. It was Ash Wednesday. We received ashes on our forehead, began our Lenten sacrifices. And we began to walk with Jesus in his paschal mystery. What is that? His suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension. For 40 days, we made sacrifices. We gave up chocolate and had to go to Red Lobster on Friday. It was horrible. We finally come to Holy Week, the beautiful liturgies, the washing of feet, the reverencing of the cross, the sadness of Good Friday. But we have the benefit of knowing 2,000 years later that that wasn't the end, unlike the disciples who followed Jesus. And then on Easter Sunday, we celebrate the resurrection. And for 8 days during Easter, we celebrate every day as if it were Easter, singing the Gloria, lighting the Easter candle, celebrating with great joy. But it doesn't end there. Have you noticed what's out on the marquee in front of church? It still says, Christ is risen, alleluia, alleluia. Not because we forgot to take it down, but because we're still celebrating Easter. In fact, those 40 days that we prepare for Easter through Lent, we celebrate another 40 days to the Ascension. And then another 10 days after that to Pentecost. Our celebration always being bigger than our sacrifice. Our celebration always being bigger than our sacrifice. You see, the goal of the Christian life, brothers and sisters, is to walk with Jesus in his paschal mystery. If you had to boil down our faith, that is what this Mass is about. When we celebrate this Eucharist, you're going to hear in all of the words, all of the prayers, the Eucharistic prayer. And you even heard it in our opening prayer this morning, and you'll hear it in the other prayers at Mass. The whole goal is for us to enter in to that moment, that time in Jesus' life where he suffered, died, rose, and ascended into heaven. And so today, we finish what we started on March 1st. It comes to its culmination, if you will. And what command does Jesus give us? The same one that he gave his disciples. Go out and make disciples of all nations. In a way today, guys, it's like you graduate. You graduate the paschal mystery, not leaving it behind, but coming to its fullness. And you get to go out and do the work for which you were prepared. Now, why did Jesus have to leave and go back to the Father? Why couldn't he have just risen from the dead and stayed with us, right? I mean, I would have liked that. I don't know about you. Well, first of all, he said that he had to go. So if he's God, he can do whatever he wants to, and we're not going to argue with him. But he's a loving God, and he doesn't want to be distant from us. In fact, in one of the proper prayers for Mass today, you'll hear that. That he didn't leave to distance himself from us, but to lead us into the next step. The step that we should be living for every day. Our own resurrection and ascension. Our own joining the Father in heaven. Another possible answer why he had to leave is that the Holy Spirit was coming. And everybody knows that God the Father only lets one of them out of heaven at a time, right? But there is something to that. You see, Jesus had come to this earth for a mission, right? He came for one purpose, to save us from our sins. And he had accomplished that goal through the Paschal mystery, his suffering, death, resurrection, and ascension. You see, the ascension was also a necessary part of him saving us from our sins. You know, I think a lot of times we think, you know, Jesus died for our sins and we focus so much on the crucifixion and the suffering leading up to it that we don't realize that, brothers and sisters, we aren't saved by that alone. We're saved also by the resurrection and the ascension. That is, being raised up again. It's not just about being saved from our sins. It's also about being elevated to a point that is on par with God himself. And that's what God has planned for you. That's what he desires for you. That's what's supposed to shape our decisions every day. By a show of hands, how many of you have ever read the Chronicles of Narnia? Good. Good. That's more than all the other masses. So, and you guys are now my best friends. And I say that because it's a wonderful tale. And really, everybody here should read it. For two reasons. Number one, it is fun to read. Like, I can't put it down. And it's not just a kid's book. Because number two, C.S. Lewis wrote this story, which is a fantasy tale. But he wrote it with all sorts of Christian undertones that as you read it, you're just going to be making all these connections in your head to your faith. And it just wows you that he could weave all of that into this series of books. In this series of books, as central to it is a land called Narnia, a fantasy land. And I've talked about it before. And in the very last book that he wrote, The Last Battle, Aslan, the lion, the Christ figure in these stories, he decides to destroy Narnia. Which, if you've read all these books and you've fallen in love with this fantasy land, you've fallen in love with the interaction among characters. And as characters start to die off, and now this land of Narnia is coming to a close, Aslan brings down the sun on it and destroys it, you get sad. You're like, really? Why would you do that? And yet, right before he does that, he takes all its inhabitants, all those who had fought for him, who had followed him, who had been his friends, and he says, I'm going to take you into my homeland called Aslan's country. And when they get there, what's really strange is they get there and they think they're back in Narnia. They go into Aslan's country and they're like, wait a second, this looks like where we came from, except like really good, better. And Aslan says, you're right. Because Narnia was simply a shadow of what was to come. And brothers and sisters, that's true for us too. The beautiful day we walked out to this morning, the sun shining, the birds chirping, the breeze, the green grass. I don't know about you, but it puts a smile on my face. But it's just a shadow of what's to come. Remember what Jesus says, that he is going to make a new heavens and a new earth. Now, how he's going to do it, I don't know. You know, maybe he'll terraform this world, or maybe he's got another planet out there that's a lot bigger and better than Earth. Or maybe he'll create a whole new universe. I don't know. But he is going to give us something new that's very similar to what we have. Still the same beauty, but so many times better. And that's the resurrection and the ascension. The ascension is that journey from rising from the dead into that land that God is preparing for us. I think, you know, growing up with Care Bears, we think heaven's like up in the clouds somewhere, right? And there's like Care Bear carousels and slides and stuff. Which, I mean, that's not bad. I'll take it. It's better than like, you know, Smurfs, which is hell, right? La, 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 right? All day long. Never stops. But we forget that heaven is a real place. We're going to have physical bodies, resurrected bodies. We'll be able to interact. We'll see everybody that we know and have known there. In fact, in the story of the last battle, they enter into Aslan's country and they see how just beautiful it is and how many times better than Narnia. And they notice that as they move further in, their joy increases. They get more and more excited and they start running up this hill and they start seeing all these characters that they've known throughout the rest of the stories who have died, like Rippachi, the little mouse, and is he a rat or a mouse? I can't remember. I don't want to insult him. They see Mr. Tumnus, you know, the fawn. And he says to him, come further up and further in. And they notice the more they run and the closer they go, the more joy they experience. And that's what God wants for us, even now, even in this world, to come further up and further in. Mr. Tumnus, when they get to the top of the mountain, he says to the children that Aslan's country is like an onion, except the more you peel away, the bigger it gets, not the smaller. And brothers and sisters, that is our faith. Our faith, the more you peel away, the bigger it gets. Our God, the more we peel away and understand Him, the bigger He gets. And so does our joy. You're invited today to come to Christ the King, not just to sit in our lounge pews or our cool church. You're not here just to worship God. Hopefully you're here for that. Hopefully you're staying awake during the homily. But you know what the whole point of being here is to enter into the Paschal mystery. To suffer with Jesus. To die with Jesus. To rise with Jesus and to ascend into heaven with Jesus. Jesus invites you today to come further up and further in.